Okay, today we're continuing in the third parak of Masech Shabbos. We're actually concluding the third parak of Masech Shabbos and beginning the fourth parak as well. So we are up to Parak Gimel, Mishnah Vav. So Mishnah Vav tells us as follows. We already discussed, I think, at some point, that there is an Isser called Muktzah, that you're not allowed to take something and make it no longer usable on Shabbos. So something that's separated, that's designated to not be used, that was not moved and Me'er of Shabbos for use on Shabbos is considered Muktzah. Now, obviously, there are a lot of different categories of Muktzah, but essentially, the basic idea of Muktzah is that something is not usable on Shabbos. That you have something not designated for some sort of Shabbos use. So now we discuss how that relates to a kli underneath a ner. Einos and kli tachas a ner. A ner, of course, does not mean what we call a candle. It means the kli within which you put oil and a wick in order to light. So it's like if you light like the Ner Chanukah, you think about Ner Chanukah, you have the glass kli, and inside that glass is the oil and the wick. So that glass would be considered the ner. So normally the ner was made out of cheres, it was made out of pottery, but that's what we mean by ner. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us that you're not allowed to put a kli underneath a ner, lekabelbos hashemen, to catch whatever oil is dripping from the ner, because the oil is muktzah, because it was designated specifically for that ner, and therefore it's asur to be metaltalit, and when it drips into the kli also becomes asur betiltal, because that's a violation of being mevatel kli mehechano, and this says, and you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to take a kli that otherwise would have been mutter to be metaltel, mutter to move around, and put it in a place where it's now going to be usher to move around. It's considered to be a violation similar to bone, that just like when you incorporate something into a building, into a structure, it is now no longer movable, no longer usable. So anytime you make something no longer movable and usable, it's as if you've built it in to your house, you've built it into a structure. Or it could be that it's a violation of soser, that here you had a kli that was useful and now you've ruined it because it can no longer be used on Shabbos. But if you put the kli underneath the ner ready on Erev Shabbos, then mutter. Then you don't have to worry that after the oil falls in, you're gonna come to be a metaltel on Shabbos. That's mutter. You didn't do anything on Shabbos. Ve'in neos mimenu, but you're not allowed to get hana'ah from that oil that dripped from the ner on Shabbos. L'fishenu min hamuchan, because it's muktzah. It was designated for the ner for Shabbos. Metaltel ner chadash, if you have a kli that was made to be a ner, but it's still brand new, meaning you've never used it to actually light any candle in it. So since it's meant to be used for heter, you're allowed to be metaltalit, meaning it's not meant. It's meant to be used as a ner, but since it's still roi to use for other things, because it's perfectly clean, so you could drink out of it if you wanted, so you're allowed to be metaltalit on Shabbos. Avalo yashon, but not an old candle, because even if you didn't light it on this Shabbos, you're not allowed to be metaltalit, because you've once used it for hadlaka, and therefore it's not roi for any other use, and therefore it's considered muktzah machmas mius, meaning again, these were klei cheres. So once you lit an oil candle inside of a klei cheres, the kli would become unusable. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol ha-neros metaltalin, chutz min ha-ner ha-dolek b'Shabbos, that you're allowed to be metaltal all neros on Shabbos, except for a ner that while it's lit on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to be metaltal because we're afraid then that you might come to extinguish it, or because the ner is a basos l'davara aser, meaning the flame itself is a davara aser, and the ner is a support of that davara aser. But as far as muktzah is concerned, Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the Chacham, and he does not aser midin muktzah, not muktzah machmas mias, and not muktzah machmas iser. So the halacha is that a ner that lit on Shabbos for Shabbos, even after it's extinguished, you're not allowed to be metaltel the whole rest of Shabbos because it became muktzah for the period of Bein HaShemashos. And once something is muktzah for the period of Bein HaShemashos, it becomes muktzah for the entirety of Shabbos. But by other neros, the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon. Nosen kli tachas aner. You're allowed to put a kli underneath a ner on Shabbos lekabel nitzotzos, if it's not catching the oil, but it's catching the the sparks from the flame in order to prevent a fire, because nitzotzos are a davar she'ein bo mamish. It is not a substantial thing. It is something that doesn't have any substance to it, and therefore you're allowed to be metalta the kli that the nitzotzos fall in, so it's not considered mevatel kli mehechano. V'lo'yitin l'tocho mayim mipnei shu mechaba. But you're not allowed to put water in that kli, because then it's going to extinguish the nitzotzos. Some say that they were gozer in Erev Shabbos Mishum Shabbos, because on Shabbos you're not allowed to do that. You might lift up the kli at the time the nitzotzos are falling in, and it turns out that you're being mechaba on Shabbos, so they were gozer. They're not allowed to put mayim in a kli even on Erev Shabbos, even though by other malachos we say you're allowed to begin a malacha on Erev Shabbos in order that it should be completed on Shabbos, like by soaking the dyes and spreading a trap. Over here they're more machmir, because it's not going to seem like such an iser by putting a kli underneath the nitzotzos. So Rechoshesh said it's going to be maybe l'day kibur, you're going to come to extinguish the fire, and then you're going to come to put the mayim on Shabbos before the nefilas hanitzotzos, before the and then while you're putting the water in, a nitzotz is going to fall in, and it will turn out that you're mechabe biadayim. So out of that concern, there goes there even to do this on Erev Shabbos. And now we move on be'ezras Hashem to Perek Dalid, which is Perek Bameh Tomnin. So we have to keep in mind this is about hatmana. The Chachamim made it aser for food. To keep food hot for Shabbos by completely surrounding it with something that is Mosif Hevel. And that is true even if you did that on Erev Shabbos. Like if you take some hot substance and wrap your chalent pot, or you wrap your urn in it, and that is therefore Mosif Hevel, it's also to do that even on Erev Shabbos, because the concern is that people might come to be mechata begechalim, they'll come to stoke those coals that are around the pot, and that's usher, because that would be a violation of Mavir. However, on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to insulate, you're allowed to be matmin with a davar she'eino mosif hevel, something that only preserves the heat, but does not add to the heat. So, keeping that in mind, says the Mishnah, Bameh Tomnin, what materials can you use to do hatmana on Erev Shabbos? Ubameh Ein Tomnin, what materials are considered to be mosif hevel, where you're not allowed to use them even on Erev Shabbos? So, Ein Tomnin, lo begeves lo bezevel, you're not allowed to use olive or sesame pulp or manure. Lo b'melech v'lo b'sid v'lo b'chol. You're not allowed to use salt or lime or sand, because all of those things are considered mosif hevel. Bein lachem, bein yaveshim, whether they're wet or whether they are dry. It happens to be la halacha. We consider something to be mosif hevel even if the item itself is not hot, but it's the kind of thing that will cause the pot to get to a temperature that it otherwise would not have reached. Meaning, let's imagine that there's a heat source underneath the pot, like you have a pot on a blech. So there's a heat source underneath the pot, and then you wrap a towel around that pot. Now, towels on their own are not mosif hevel, but the pot is going to get hotter because of the presence of the towel than it ever would have gotten without the presence of the towel, because there is an infusion of heat from the fire, and that heat is then contained by the towel. So that would be considered a davar mosif hevel. That's what a lot of the poskim pointed out, that they sell these covers for your hot water urn. The hot water urn has a coil, so if you totally insulate a hot water urn in a towel-like substance, that's a davar mosif hevel. You're not allowed to do that even on Erev Shabbos, as some of them say, l'kavod Shabbos Kodesh, on the on these wrappings around the hot water urn. Rav Willig used to comment, or still does comment, that it should say l'chil Shabbos Kodesh, because it's really awesome to do. Now, v'lo b'tevin v'lo b'gazim, you're not allowed to surround and insulate with straw or grape skins, lo b'mochem v'lo b'masavim, or with soft material like pieces of wool or with grass, b'zman shein lachem. But that's only if they're moist. Av tomnen k'shein yivashim. But if they're dry, then they're not considered to be mosif hevel. Tomnen b'ksus v'peros. You're allowed to surround a pot with clothing or with peros, like grain or beans or something like that, that you can use. You know, you could dip. You know, you just imagine a giant vat of barley, and you could dip a pot into it where the barley surrounds the pot. Or pigeon feathers, sawdust, flax combings, all of these things are considered a davar she'eino mosif hevel. Rabbi Yehuda oser bedaka. Rabbi Yehuda says that you're not allowed to use fine flax because that does produce some level of heat. Umatir begasa, but more coarse flax does not produce any level of heat, and that is therefore mutter. So to quickly review what we learned today, in the very last Mishnah of the third parak, we learned that you're not supposed to put a kli underneath a ner in order to catch the shemen, and if you did it on Erev Shabbos, it's mutter, and you're not allowed to get benefit from it. If you put a utensil under a lamp before Shabbos, you're not allowed to get benefit from the oil on Shabbos, because the oil is muktzah. And then we said you're allowed to move a ner chadash, because it's still not mius, so you're allowed to move it, but not an old ner which is already mius. And Rabbi Shimon had said that any ner you're allowed to move, except for one that's lit on Shabbos, because you might come to extinguish it. And then we said that you're allowed to put a kli under a ner to catch nitzotzos, as long as you don't put water in it, because that's going to be a violation of mechabeh. And then in the first Mishnah of the fourth parak, we listed three different categories of items as far as hatamana is concerned. There are those items that are most of hevel, whether they are wet or dry, and that's it's always going to be usher to do hatamana with those items. There are those items that are only most of hevel when they are wet, but when they're dry, they're not mosif hevel. So then you're only now allowed to use them for hatmana when they're wet. And then there are those items that are not mosif hevel at all, and those you're allowed to do hatmana on Erev Shabbos with, just not on Shabbos itself. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Beis.